Well, the noose is tightening surely around Mr. Shorten's neck, notwithstanding the polls today, which show his disapproval rating escalating. Last week, Mr. Shorten claimed, quote, "In my time as a union official, I've always put the interests of my members first." But it was Mr. Shorten who, as the AWU Victorian branch secretary in 2004, signed an enterprise agreement with cleaning company Clean Event, depriving Clean Event's employees of penalty rates and conditions. And those conditions weren't traded away as part of a better overall deal for workers. As Grace Collier demonstrated clearly last week, a cleaning worker, and these are amongst the lowest paid workers, doing a 38-hour week, which could include a weekend, which is when a lot of these cleaning responsibilities occur, was about $100 a week worse off under the 2004 Shorten agreement than that cleaner would have been under the award. Well, yesterday the Hayden Royal Commission heard about another enterprise agreement, virtually identical to the Clean Event agreement, which the AWU under Mr. Shorten sought to negotiate with another cleaning company, Douglas Site, S-I-T-E, Services. A 2006 email was produced at the Royal Commission from an AWU organiser to Douglas Site Services. The email stated, quote, "I have spoken to Bill Shorten. He's keen to do a deal, but is hoping you may be able to move a little closer to Clean Event rates," unquote. As things turned out, the agreement was never finalised because Douglas Site Services refused to, quote, "force its employees to sign up," unquote, to the AWU as part of the deal. I've said it several times and I'll say it again. Mr. Shorten must resign. He has betrayed his constituency.